Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, November 15th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff here. And in part two today, we are going to speak with our good friends from not only Two Hearts Catering and representing our VFW as well in this conversation, but we're talking about Breakfast with Santa. I want to be a journalist, have some journalistic integrity with this conversation, okay? Because we always try to do that here at WFHR. Pam and I have been trying to get Santa on Midday Magazine here for years. We've never been able to get him. You guys got him for breakfast. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, and you got to, off air, I want to get the contact information because we could just never seem to land this guy. He's really busy. He's very busy. We just can't seem to land him. But we're so happy to have him coming to town. We got Breakfast with Santa we're going to be talking about today. This is being hosted at our VFW along with our friends at Two Hearts Catering. And we have with us today Lisa Schweigel. Lisa, good to see you with us again. Always good to talk with you.
You too.
Thanks for being here. And I believe Jody Gellerman. Am I saying that right? No, I'm kidding. Jody, it's good to see you.
It is good to see you too as well.
Thanks a lot for being here, both of you. We appreciate the time. And we know there are a lot of people working behind the scenes to make this event happen, so we shout out them and appreciate all of them as well. And more on that in a moment. If you don't mind, Lisa, I wanted to start just to remind our audience of not only the great work that you guys are doing, but the great food and everything else you guys are doing at Two Hearts Catering.
Well, last time we came to talk with you, we were doing the Honor Flight, raising money for that.
Yeah.
And we raised $3,100 for about six or seven people, veterans, to be able to go on the Honor Flight.
Yeah. I know how much we appreciated that. We love talking with you about it. And certainly something like that is something that we note whenever we have a chance. The Honor Flights are one of the more, I think, impressive and cool things that we as a community get to be a part of, let alone what it means for our vets and what they get from this, which is really something you can't put into words. It's really cool to be a part of that, I imagine. Is that part of what Two Hearts Catering is the mission? Certainly feeding the community and, you know, putting some good food out there and everything, but being a part of events like that and being a part of events like Breakfast with Santa and everything.
We're trying to give back to the community as we try to grow the wedding catering business and tailoring towards businesses and serving some business luncheons.
We have a mantra that, you know, we've used here at the station. Our community uses quite a bit: buy local, support local. And it's something that we've been doing since before the pandemic even and talking about. But one of the reasons that when I say that phrase, every time I say it, I think of businesses like yours. I think of businesses that are trying to balance both of those things. They want to do good. You want to keep the lights on. That's, mm-hmm. you know, business 101. But you really want to also feel good every day about what you're doing and have a passion about it, have a cause about it and everything. And it's such a, I really do believe, and I'm a little biased, but it don't mean I'm wrong. This area does this better than anybody, where we're able to do these things, where a great business like Two Hearts Catering is getting out there, you're getting your name out there, and certainly, hopefully getting some new clientele, while also promoting this area, helping this area, putting back into this area, like with the Honor Flight or with Breakfast with Santa.
Yeah.
It's just really unique, and you don't see it everywhere. I've lived in a lot of places, and you don't see it everywhere, so that's pretty cool. I do want to get the information about how people can get more Two Hearts Catering in their life and use the services and everything. Before we wrap up, we'll get that information from you, Lisa. When Two Hearts Catering got started, did you see these kind of things in its future, doing events like this, being a part of things like this? Is that some of that?
Peter and I had talked about how we wanted that aspect of it to be like two heartstrings.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
And
helping out. Yeah, that's perfect.
And when Jody's come on, she start helping the same way.
Right on. I imagine.
It's a way of getting our name out there more, too, for people who don't know of us.
It's something that I talk about, like, on-air, off-air with a lot of our businesses. You can't, like, there are a lot of people out there working really hard on marketing and sales. And I can save you a lot of time and money. Work with a nonprofit. Attach yourself with nonprofits. Attach yourself with events like this. There is no amount of money that you can put on the PR that you get from something like that. Mm-hmm. When you are attached to something involving our vets, involving our children, or any of this, we hope that people do these things for their heart. We hope they do these things because they want to put in the community and all that. But as I say, if I can't reach your heart, I'll reach your wallet, whatever it takes to get these things done. And no business person out there is turning that down. So couldn't agree with you more.
Him mentioning this, we've catered a luncheon weekend over at Love Inc. Mm-hmm. We've catered for, what was the other one? Jeremiah's Crossing.
Yeah.
We did the lasagna dinner over there last year for a fundraiser.
Exactly what I'm talking about. Lisa, you get it. You get it. We appreciate this. And let's talk about the event itself. Breakfast with Santa is coming up. We're looking forward to this Sunday, December 15th, 10 to 1. All-you-can-eat breakfast. Now, that sounds like a lot of food, Jody. That seems like a lot of food. I don't know if you've seen the Simpsons episode where Homer goes into an all-eat buffet, and they basically have to ask him to leave because it's just too much. They weren't planning for that. I'm curious about the prep that goes into something like this, to prepare for something where you don't necessarily know how many people you're going to be having and everything. I want to get into that, but I also want to certainly get into the details of the event. This isn't all-you-can-eat breakfast. $15 a person, 10 and under are getting in for free. Of course, being hosted, as we mentioned, by Two Hearts Catering, and going on over at our local VFW, we say a shout out to our friends over at their local VFW Post 2534. Appreciate the gang over there so much. When it comes to the food, Jody, how does that go? What kind of food are we talking?
Oh, we're talking anything breakfast or brunch. We're going to do some Danishes. We will have pancakes or French toast, waffles, two different kinds of eggs, bacon, sausage, all the works that you would normally have on a breakfast brunch, but I will also be making made-to-order eggs and omelets as well. So that's available. Your kids can come, and they can have exactly what they want on their omelet. They don't have to share it with anyone.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great idea. It's a really good idea.
So part of what we do to manage the cost of that is just being able to purchase the items in bulk that we expect to sell for an event like this, where we really just want to bring the community together. Part of what drives Peter and Two Hearts Catering is community and events. We recently started with the lunch by the river on any of the weekends that we didn't have weddings that we were attending, and that was really a blessing to get out in the community and be able to share our food and passion.
You know, it's something, it was interesting. Years ago, my daughter and I, my oldest Bria, we were talking, and she was telling me how she does, she's an ordained minister, and she likes to be a part of people's weddings. And At first I thought there was some religious ties to it for her and everything, and that's certainly noted, but it was really just wanting to be a part of people's special day. She really loves that. She gets it from her father. She is a foolish romantic. It's something that is handed down. But for her, just hearing her talking about how much she wanted to be a part of those things. You could hear it in her voice, and I heard it in your voice right there, Jody, of how much it means certainly to feed the community, to be a part of these events, to promote things like this, to promote a local business like Two Hearts. But it's that extra step that you guys take at Two Hearts Catering. It's the extra step that our VFW takes all the time of being a part of the community, of giving the community something to look forward to and something to enjoy.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that Peter and I really see eye to eye on. We want to promote Wisconsin products. We want to be a big part of our community. We want to feed anyone who's having a meeting, getting together, hosting a conference. It is our pleasure to serve you. Give us the opportunity.
Well said. When it comes to the food, we know I'm so hungry right now. I got to be honest with you guys. Like, I wasn't hungry going into this. I knew I would be if we were talking breakfast foods. I love breakfast foods. You've got a wide variety of things here. But as far as that prep, you mentioned buying in bulk. Is that kind of the best prep you can do with not knowing how many people are going to be coming or anything like that?
Yeah, purchasing in bulk, using items that we would typically carry on hand. And we already have all the materials. We just set it up and wait for you to come.
Very cool. With this, and of course, Santa being there, are kids going to be able to take pictures with Santa or anything like that, Lisa?
They can use their own cameras and do what they'd like.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. That's going to be kind of
fun. He's going to hang out and visit with everybody, but he'll have a place where he can sit and they can come and visit with him for a little bit.
We definitely want to shout him out and thank him for doing this. I know we cannot imagine how busy he is this time of year and everything. Oh. So it is really cool. It's a real get, I'm telling you. That's a hard guest to land. You got him. That's a good one. When it comes to the VFW being a part of this, I imagine that there's a lot of places that you could have this event at that would be great places, and that we got a lot of great places. We had our Elks Lodge and other places like that that are great at hosting these events, and we appreciate them doing that. But I imagine that it means something special to be able to have this at our local VFW, to be able to host this there with not only the great people over there, but also bringing people to our VFW, and especially those that have never seen the building inside or anything like that.
There's a lot of history there.
Yeah, yeah. And You know, one of the things that I encourage people a lot about when it comes to bringing your kids to events, and you say you're going to an event, they ask you to bring a non-perishable food item or something like that. And there's no, a lot of these events, you don't have to do that, but your kids are seeing you do it. Mm-hmm. And when your kid sees you do something like that, more times than not, they grow up to be an individual that does something like that. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to caring about our vets, it is no different. You see, the kids' brains, they're sponges, and they're soaking all this in, and they mimic so much of what we do in life. It's not just our sports teams that we hand down to our kids. It's these things, too. So having an event like this, it's a family event. We're bringing kids down there, and kids are going to be seeing our vets. Kids are going to be seeing some of these things, and whether it is the highs or the lows of this, having some attention brought to this. So it feels like such a win-win, without having a better phrase there, to have an event like this that's so family-friendly, that the community is going to love, while also at the same time being able to maybe have these kids see something that they haven't seen before and get kind of get notice something that they haven't seen before as well.
There's some artifacts in a case and some pictures up on the wall and news articles and the tank outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the tank outside draws in so many people from outside the community. Even tourists will stop. I have taken pictures of dozens of people that came just to see the tank.
Gotta admit it.
Bring your kids down. The veterans, they thrive on interaction with the community, so I think they really appreciate what we do bring to their place.
Was just talking with Senator Teston about how it is on us as citizens to transition for, you know, vets coming out of battle, out of just serving, any of these things. I've got a cousin out there right now who is overseas serving, and talking about what he might do next, and making sure that transition is better for him and everything. There's a lot of that goes on with those. This is something, well, while some of those things we can't necessarily do much about, those are you know, businesses, mm-hmm. and different things. This is one we can do something about, bring attention to this and bring attention to not only the things that are going on with our vets, but just how, hey, this is something that maybe one day you could do. Maybe one day you might serve our country and do something like that. There's so many layers to an event like this, along with, of course, just having a good time, just having fun. It's going to be a fun event. You got Santa. I mean, you can't go wrong. You got Santa at this event. It's going to be a win-win right there. As far as getting served and all that, how long the event might take, just kind of a casual thing, it seems like. Something, yeah. You come in and out. Don't need to register for this event either?
You can call for reservations if you want to make sure to set up.
Excellent.
Lock in a time in case we get busy, then we can save a table space for you.
Very cool.
But walk-ins are welcome.
Great. That's good. That's good. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to note before we wrap up here?
You know, working at and with the guys at the VFW Post, you see a lot of them are older gentlemen, and there's not a lot of the younger, I would say my age, middle-aged veterans that have come out to the VFW, and they need that. When you serve together, you have a band of brothers, and when you come home and you are not a part of that anymore, that's really a missing piece of your life, and if you're feeling that, you need to come out.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And thank you, Jody, not only for that, but the service and everything else. Yeah, you know how much I appreciate you. So, and appreciate the time, you two. Thank you so much for this. This was a lot of fun. I've been really enjoying this. Did you have something later, Lisa?
The rafters.
Oh, the rafters, yes, yes.
We've also been in talks with them to do some special appearances over there later this year.
Nice, nice, very cool. Well, we are the home of Rafters baseball, so that just means we get to talk more and hang out even more. I like the sound of that. That's great. And a great tie-in, something that our Rafters are known for, bringing
feeding
in local businesses.
Teams, yeah. Yes. Feeding the teams, feeding the fans.
Very cool.
We'll be out there making an appearance.
We just have to finalize
all the details.
Look forward to it. Always enjoy talking with you, Lisa. And really, truly appreciate the work that you guys are doing. And Jody, I know it's the first time, but you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back now. I'm sorry, but you were too good. You're going to have to be back on the air with us sometime.
Oh, I would love to.
Great. And thank you, guys. We're going to be talking this up leading up to December. We're going to make sure that we get a good turnout for it. And we'll be playing this again before we get there, too. We'll replay this interview and make sure people are up to date on the event itself and the fun that is going to be had on December 15th. With with Breakfast with Santa from 10 to 1, an all-you-can-eat breakfast. $15 a person, 10 and under, you're getting in for free. Two Hearts Catering is hosting this over at our local VFW Post 2534, 2711 Redden Road, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Lisa, if people want to know more about Two Hearts Catering, if they would like to use the services of you guys or anything, how can they find out more? How can they reach you?
Look us up on twohearts.llc.com.
Yeah.
Twohearts.llc1.com.
Yeah.
I forgot the one. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I've almost done it before, too. I've got to have it in front of me just to make sure. But that's it. Twohearts.llc1.com is the website. It's a great website. Be sure to bookmark it and check that out. And I also have a contact number here, 715-712-1002. 715-712-1002. Is that right, too?
Yes.
All right. Great. Thank you both again so much for what you're doing for our community and putting up with my questions today. I appreciate you.
Anytime.
Thanks for the time. Also want to send a big shout out to our scheduler, the heart of this station, Pam Hilke, and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. We'll be back at this next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.